Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast, Two Girls.
One podcast.
I'm your host, Allie.
And I'm your other host, Ellie.
And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about our Galentines.
Oh.
We're also going to be talking about the New York Times presents Britney Spears. We're going to be talking about WandaVision episode 6. And Galentine's Day for us was quite an interesting.
Yeah, it was.
If you guys don't know what Galentine's Day is, it's essentially Valentine's Day with your gals. We were missing our gal, so it was just two of us. Not a throuple like we had hoped. But it's a good tradition to do, especially during Valentine's Day. It's such a hallmark holiday. It just really, it's like the concept of Valentine's Day, I understand, it's like, be romantic, take the time to really appreciate the person you're with. But like, didn't that be like, already just happening in your life? Like, why does it have to be a one specific day? And like, it's an event that capitalizes like on romance. So it's like this one day a year, like they sell certain like holiday like chocolates, deals at restaurants, just so many like discounts for this. It's like, gosh, I wish it was like every day where, I mean, you could get the same amount of the stuff on a normal day, but like,
Like, what's stopping someone from, like, say, getting their significant other, like, flowers on any other day of the week?
yeah, like a flowers, teddy bears, like taking them on a romantic day out, as you should, take out your significant other, it's, I just don't like that. Like this one day a year, you have to be extra super duper romantic. And it leaves people out, honestly. There's people who don't have someone in their life. It can be quite depressing. I know, especially just right after Christmas, right after New Year's, like bam, it's another lovey-dovey holiday of, and especially during this pandemic, some people don't even have another person in their life. Like it's definitely a holiday where if you don't have someone, try to like find someone in a way, like whether it's a friend or a family member, or I mean, who knows? But like it's a holiday where it's like you don't want to be alone. And you know what? Even if you are alone, like treat yourself. It can
Yeah,
definitely
ain't nothing
be.
wrong with that.
Yeah, like ain't nothing wrong with ordering strawberry, I mean chocolate covered strawberries.
Thanks.
And like flowers for yourself, write a card, make it your day. Like, so we, it was kind of a last minute like
Was an adventure.
going out. Yeah. The restaurant we intended to eat at had a long wait, and our backup also had a long wait.
Every backup we had had a long wait, except for
And
one.
except for one, the one and only Applebee's. And when we called, they said a 10-15 minute wait, and I was like, hallelujah. I drove so fast there, I was like, woo, and we got a table right away. But there was a noticeable difference of how this Applebee operates. As you guys know, most restaurants, well, especially in California, and in our area, they're outside only. And this Applebee's just,
That bitch cold.
it's a nice inside. This is my favorite Applebee's, but they not, cater to the outside people. The Chili's that we were supposed to go to had those heated fans. And it was nice, brightly lighted. Yeah, little lamps, and it was cozy. This Applebee's was like eight tables of no lights, no heaters, no
It
nothing.
gave us the bare minimum, tables and chairs.
Just a table and chair and a tablet that essentially just was not worth. I mean, I enjoyed my meal. I thought it was delicious. I enjoyed my
Minus the
beverage.
waiting forever.
Oh my God. As sweet as our waiter was, he felt a little like forgetful of us.
Yeah, I felt like it didn't make sense compared to like the other times we went there.
First, you know what I found odd? He was helping this one table of girls that he obviously knew, and somehow they got like their stuff. Like they ordered something to go, I saw them, and then they got their meal right away. And while we were there was like a lot of people coming up and getting their food to go, and I was like, were we here?
Like we ordered 30 minutes ago.
And it's strange, your food came out on the skillet and it was sizzling hot, but when I touched my food, it was kind of cold. Like what
Really?
the plate was warm. Like, you know how like if your someone's food is ready and like you put it in a spot where it stays warm, that's what it felt like. Like it didn't feel like it was fresh off the grill. I mean, I enjoyed it, but like it got cold, like it started getting cold like in the first couple minutes. I was like, this was probably sitting, and he only went and grabbed it when yours was ready. And I was like, you could bring someone's food. Like, you don't have to bring both plates out. You can bring one at a time.
Or you could have like, oh no, allocated like your cooking time better.
I think they were only caring about the to-go orders and not the dine-in. Which, I mean, I understand,
Because there are like definitely more like takeouts than it was people like eating in.
Yeah, I mean, technically, people shouldn't be even dining in. I know for us, like, it's not a good thing for us to dine in, and like, there's no excuses about that. But like, we were safe, and we don't actually really go out many places. And like, we're younger, like we felt we were less at risk of getting. And I feel like I, in my heart, was not symptomatic or asymptomatic, and it was gonna pass anyone. And the tables are pretty far apart. But I feel like with this pandemic, it's very hard to stay within the guidelines. Like they say, like even 6 feet apart is just not enough. Like even now, it's like double masking. It's really hard to escape this virus, and for us, it's kind of like we needed an escape. And like it's not definitely like there's way like people who have sacrificed their lives, and it's not like something we do so often. It was just a good night out. I try to keep my mask on as much as I could, but it was a good night out, and probably won't do it for a long time.
We were just treating ourselves to a good night out.
Yep, with this pandemic, we have barely had any good night out. I know, like for myself, especially when we turned 21, I was like, I'm gonna go eat at a restaurant and order a cocktail, especially Applebee's with their $5 cocktail. Like, how could I not? Also, this Applebee's was very lackluster when it came to decor.
What do you mean?
Just what? It had like a little bed.
I enjoyed it.
It had like just a teeny tiny decorations, a couple balloons, and like a teddy bear. The Chili's had more. The Chili's had Valentine's Day drinks.
I mean, yes.
Come on, that Applebee's love was not made there. Love was dying. That Chili's was loving.
It kind of looked like they bought like the decor from like Ross. Like no shade to Ross, but
I think they no. I'm pretty sure they got a Dollar Tree. It looked like the Dollar Tree. Like no shade to Dollar Tree. I get all my stuff there, but like It's like they had a budget of $10, and like the bear was probably a like
$8.
$8 and like $2
The
decoration. Yeah. I wish they would have had those portable heaters though.
$2.
Like how, I mean, would it be difficult for them to get a portable heater and some string lights? Like there was no lights. It was so
Oh
dark.
yeah. It was so dark, even the waiter is like, this is which sauce is which, because I know you
Oh my
can't
God,
tell which is what.
remember that the waiter that just kept like grunting like ugh,
Yeah, he
like
hated it there. He hated his life.
he's like I want to die, like I hate this world. Anytime one of the waiters like somebody asked him to do something, he was like rolled his eyes and went
Yeah.
and I was like
Like
ugh.
that was the attitude of someone who's been there for 12 hours straight.
I mean, he could also just like not like it there. I mean,
Did he like
understand.
that?
Oh, and remember when the guy at the very end, he was like, I'm sorry guys, like for your guys' like long wait for the food. He's like, I know we're not supposed to apologize. I'm like, what?
What?
Like you're
Did
not,
Applebee specifically tell you not to?
why would Applebee's tell you not to apologize? Like it was just a simple sorry, like you're
Yeah.
if Applebee's be on something else, like, but you know, I respect them.
Yeah.
They still have the 2 for, it used to be 2 for 20 and 25. What was it? It was a 2 for 20 and then 2 for 22, or like their
It
old
was,
deal.
oh, I don't know about the old deal.
I know the
That
one
sounds about
was,
right.
one was 2 for 20, and I think the other one was 2 for 22, but now it's 2 for 20, is it 2 for 22?
25 and 27,
25 and
I think.
27?
Oh wait, it might be 22 and
I think,
27. Never mind.
yeah, that's a $5 increase for what? I mean, would I go, is Denny's like a, I mean, Applebee's a place that I want to go often? No. Honestly, we should have, maybe we should have gone to Denny's. You know what's so funny? The Denny's that's also right next to Applebee's don't give a fuck. They let people in. They're
Honestly,
like, Corona who? Like,
I mean, going into the Denny's itself is probably a health risk by it
I mean, you're
alone.
so right, but god dang, they're dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I don't know. Dude! You know what? There's so many things Rona has ruined. Like, not just the lives of everyone, but also the good deals
Serious.
at restaurants. Like,
Honestly.
the prices were getting good, you know, like you can get a good meal for $6 at some
Like
places.
these big businesses have no right to increase the prices like the way
They
they
really
do,
don't.
compared to like a family-owned business. Because with a family-owned business, at least that makes sense.
Oh yeah, most likely, yeah, most definitely. But like Applebee's freaking increasing, Denny's.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Denny's even has a 2 for 6 menu. They used to have a what
Yeah.
a 1, 2, 3, right?
I think
Something
so.
like that. I know Red Lobsters, they had a 4-course meal for like almost $20 and they discontinued it. Like some of these restaurants just out their mind. Like why are you as
Honestly.
In and Out freaking, when I went to In and Out, I was so appalled. I always get the number 3 combo and it's usually like 6 something. It was like almost $10.
Oh, God.
And like I was like, what the heck? Like, and I looked up their old menu price because I took a picture of it from like a year or two ago and I was like, damn In and Out. Why are you raising the prices? Like, for some reason their combos are like an extra $3.
Oh,
And I'm just like, no, In and Out. Like, the reason why everyone loves you is for your cheap, like your slightly cheap combo meals that are really yummy. And
yeah.
even the audacity for McDonald's to raise their prices. What happened to the value menu?
The
The
facts.
only thing that you can get there for $1 is like the soda. The any size soda is $1.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they don't have, their small fries are not $1. They're like almost $3. at the McDonald's, I ordered a small fry. It was like $2.79. I was like, y'all have the audacity to charge me for a small, almost $3 for a small fry. Like, that is so rude. And,
Yeah.
like,
Like, I get you have to feed your workers and like
but
costs and stuff like
McDonald's
that.
is like
But
worth
yeah.
billions of dollars, right? Like, it's one of the most recognizable restaurants internationally. It has the capability of keeping their prices lower. Like, it's just the audacity, honestly. It's, you know, I don't like the increase of prices. These restaurants are these big chains, I don't feel sorry for. They just don't wanna rightfully they just wanna capitalize on
Yeah,
hard
not
times.
even like the entirety of the big chain, like, because the workers, understandable, but like the execs and the higher ups need to like figure out their stuff.
Yeah, like they're like, oh, with the pandemic, that means they have to pay the like workers like this amount of money. Like, they don't want
Which
to.
they totally can,
They
yeah, but
totally
like, but
could
then,
pay
yeah.
the workers a lot more and like still be filthy, stinking rich.
No, they need those extra millions for whatever reason.
First, I just like there's certain things where it's like once you get to a certain amount of money, like
Yeah, you don't need
you just
it. Just don't.
don't need it. Like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, like these billionaires, honestly, they could lose half their money and it still wouldn't make much of a dent on them.
Yeah, they still be
It
floating.
still would just not even harm them physically. They would still be stupid rich. Like, I don't like how these billionaires like hoard most of the money in the world, essentially. And it's not, I don't like the concept of billionaires. Like, sure, millionaires, yeah, okay. But, like, billionaires? Like, these people, like, first off, the taxes. The taxing system just hates on the poor and makes the rich richer because they just write off motherfucking everything. Like, it's so beyond sad. Like, why are people who are just on the needle of being homeless paying it more taxes than Amazon? It's enraging. It's one of the worst things in our country. And I know before, a long time ago, it was considered one of the best things about the United States, where if you made it, you made it. Like, you could literally, you know, but it doesn't fit that. I don't like the concept of like America is this great country because what
It's not.
the ideal of what made it great back then is not what it makes it great now. In fact, there's a lot of things that harm now, like the system just is not forgiving for lower class individuals and everybody, and people who are middle class and higher class, they will have the audacity to say like, oh, low-income people, they want to just be on government money. It's like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. You know?
It's like so odd to me because like in the past, like the US was this whole like melting pot that was ran by like people who were like low to middle class workers. And it's just so unfair because now we still see like these low and middle class workers like struggling while like the higher ups are like just floating by, and like with everyone being like so diverse, it's still not like at like the best that we could do.
Yeah, like, you know, you go on welfare, you go on food stamps, like they expect you to pay it back. And it's like, how? And people make mistakes, everyone makes mistakes, and like, you know, you get into debt and it just consumes you. And I'm not a person that really believes on like if you get a handout, you have to pay it back. Like, I think it does more harm than good. Like, sure, you know, in everyday life, if somebody gave you $5, it's customary to give it back, right? But when you're talking about the system of helping lower income individuals and families, the concept of I give you a some money to survive and now you got to pay it back, it's like it's just never ending cycle.
Yeah.
It's a never
Like being able to pay something back, great. But there's always that what if of like, what if I can't pay it
yeah
back?
and like and then it goes your debt transfers with you, like it's not something you can get rid of simply, like if you have no money, you have no money. And like a lot of these
Yeah.
people are like, oh, they don't want to work, just get a job. It's like if that's not the problem.
That's so hard, yeah.
First off, if these people, as soon as they get a job, like the government just like if they don't get their money, they cash, they'll grab, their money from your paycheck, no questions asked. And
Yeah.
once that happens, it's like how are these people supposed to pay their rent? Like they could get evicted, and then the
Yeah.
eviction notice goes into their credit history, and then it's like a downward spiral of just bad. It's like,
Yeah.
why can't there be more leniency for middle income and lower income families versus high, income individuals who are not being really taxed for anything? Like, I feel like the rules need to change. Like, there needs to be a big tax on like billionaires. Like, give that money, like yes, they earned it, but at the same time, it's somewhat like taken advantage of, like how much you can earn. Like,
Yeah.
there's all these millionaires and billionaires who just hoard all this money, and like, sure, some of them may or give it back, but like, sometimes they only give it back so they can get a write-off. So it's just so unfair. It's like the poor just stay poor and the rich stay rich.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard to navigate. Like, in other countries, like, that doesn't happen. Especially, I like the Nordic countries, Sweden, Finland, Switzerland. Like, they have so much forgiveness in their government. Like, and I know that people are like, eh, they're not great countries or anything, but it's not what
Yeah.
makes. Here's what I say. Living in the United States, there's a lot of opportunity, but in other countries, like Sweden, Finland, Switzerland, the why is it the quality of life is much higher in those? Like, I forget there was a study done of satisfaction.
Yeah.
Or like the quality of living in like the United States was, I don't think it was in the top 10.
I doubt
I
it.
yeah, it's not even in the top 10 of like of being happy, of sustaining a good life. And like sweet, was it Switzerland that was the top? I think it was Switzerland.
Maybe. I know it was one of
I
those,
feel like it
yeah,
was
one of those European ones.
Switzerland, and it's like.
Yeah, I feel like it was either Switzerland or Sweden, one of those
Yeah,
two.
and it's like as much as you can talk crap about their government, like there's certain things that like I can appreciate there. I can appreciate maternity leave there. Paternity leave? Like, come on, dads need a good amount of paternity leave. Like, we're just not a society that cares about others, especially the United States. Like, we're a capitalistic run government, and like if there's money to be made, then it's certainly taken advantage of. Like, it's not the priority of caring is not there. Like, for instance, with pandemic, like why is it other countries have almost gone back to normal life and the United States is
Yeah.
cases seem to rise? It's the lack of morality. People just don't care about others. People don't want to, people want the United States supposed to be this great. I mean, it says United States. We're not united. We're divided. We are.
Yeah.
People have a lack of care, and it's not to say other countries don't have it, but it's so obvious here. It's anti-maskers.
Yeah.
People who come up with these odd conspiracy theories of this virus is a hoax. It's like there's people who are dying. There's people who are, it could be their last moments of life currently, right now. It's like we're not caring. We're not. And it's like people are like, well, like, I just want life to return to normal. It's like take the necessary precautions. And yes, we're gonna make mistakes along the way, and no one can be perfect in this quarantine, but it's so wild to me just how divided this country is. It's like I'm starting to like really feel it when it comes to this pandemic. Like I'm like, when is life ever gonna be no, like I honestly didn't feel it. I was kind of like happy about it. I was like, oh, we're gonna quarantine, we're in this together. It felt like, and now it's just like people are just so ignorant. It's so disheartening to see the lack of support we have for one another. And it's like, it's so crazy to think that, like, in the beginning, back in March, when we shut down, it was like, oh, there was not that many cases left, but it was so intense, like people were taking it so seriously. And it's like, and now it's not even, it's not taken seriously, and there's so many cases, there's so many people getting diagnosed, like there's thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that are affected every day by this. And it's like, and before it was like 100, maybe a few thousand cases back when it was really like a true quarantine, and now it's not. And it makes me upset, and I have no hope. I have not great hope for the United States. I think it's gonna take us more than what we think. Like I'm starting to think that this is gonna last the next 2 to 4 years.
Oh my God. So like this is kind of a side, but like you know what I also dislike is when people like kind of give like these bullshit reasons to like return back to like how things were. Because I don't know if I told you, but I remember seeing on the news there's this thing of like trying to get like these kids to do back like their school sports, and the reasoning behind it was like it was affecting their mental health. But what really got me was that there's these signs or like things relating to like suicide and stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure just having your kids go back to doing their sports isn't fully going to resolve like whatever mental health like issue they're
Yeah,
having.
like I understand. I was a teenager, and if I'm thinking about it as a teenager, if I couldn't go back to school and see my friends and participate in some of the club activities, I could see depression hitting in. But I think there's a better way to handle it.
Yeah, like there's workarounds, like talk to your kid, have them go like schedule like calls with their friends or
Yeah, I
something.
mean, to be honest, with kids, it's hello. Anyways, guys, we had some difficult, I mean, some technical difficulties, so we're sorry about that. But, just to elaborate or conclude what we were saying, if you are feeling like this pandemic is taking a toll on you and you feel like you need to do something other than what you're currently doing, like it's a like honestly it's truly okay to just go outside, take a walk. If you really need to see someone, take the precautions, evaluate what your health, evaluate who you're gonna be around, social distance, if you need to see someone, stay 6 feet back, talk to them. It's like, it's not the end of the world. I know it feels like it. And I think with time it's gonna go away. But it's not, it might not for a long time, but like, there's new ways you can do. Like, for me, it's like, I can go for a walk and I see my friends still. And, sometimes you need just to be a tiny bit selfish with yourself, but not full blown, such like as going places without masks and throwing parties. Like if you need to see like a friend or two, like do it, you know, do it safely if you can. But
Just be safe and be aware of your actions.
yeah, just be aware, you know, especially if you're around, if you live with somebody that could potentially, like, you know, somebody who's at risk, like very at risk.
Don't just think about you, but also others around you.
Yeah. But anyways, we're gonna talk about something else that
Boy.
is a little also disheartening, but
Oh
you know, it's something to be said, and it's the documentary
Oh,
or the docuseries.
free my girl, Brittany.
It's a docuseries called it's by New York Times Presents. It's on Hulu, and it's the episode one. And it's about Britney Spears. It's about the Free Britney Spears movement and as to why it's happening. Basically, Britney Spears, we all know who she is. She's what they call her, the Princess of Pop. You know, Britney
Bringing us
has
hits like Hit
popular
Me Baby One More Time.
baby, you know, but she's brought us so many hits, so many of them, and she's quite honestly just been through so much in her life, and it's we all know that she's had turmoil in her life. We've all publicly seen her meltdown. We've seen just how, you know, life of a celebrity is not what it seems. It's truly one of those things where it's like a double-edged sword of, you know, Britney grew up in Louisiana and she was a sweet girl, and you know, her mother really wanted her to be, she was on Mickey
Mickey
Mouse
Mouse Club.
Clubhouse thingy back in the 90s, and she was on it, and or back in the late early 90s, maybe late 80s, I forget now. But she was on it, and basically from there she wanted to continue being famous, and she wanted to get out there. Her mother tried her hardest to make sure she was able to be in the spotlight, and just like any good mother, you want to support your child's dreams, and she certainly did. Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, is said to not have really been in her life.
He just wanted a boat.
Yeah, like he's a very like about money. Essentially, he seemed like he wasn't very caring of her. He wasn't very actively involved in her. He was more concerned about Britney's financial, never her mental or physical, just making sure she was making that dough.
In whatever way it benefited him.
Yeah, but her story is something where it's like
It's so fucking sad.
we knew something was going on, but we truly wanted to ignore it. Back when she was growing up, it's this, the document is saying like her fame started during the President Bill Clinton and the whole Monica Lewinsky trial of the sexual affair that he had with this intern. And it was like super popular right then and there, like in the media, to talk about sexual things. And you know, Britney Spears, when she came on, her hit Baby One More Time was about, it's a very sexual song, and the music video is pretty sexually charged with Britney wearing a schoolgirl outfit. And it's, you know, at the time it was contra. It was like, why is she so over sexualized? Like, people are just asking her these nasty sexual questions, and it's,
And they're like, why are you sexualizing a schoolgirl outfit in the first place?
yeah, and it's like, first off, she's entitled to her sexuality. She was, She,
And how old was she when she released that? She was like young, right?
yeah, I think she was like, let's see, I think she was born in 82, and I think Baby One More Time was 99. So I'm gonna assume she was 16, 17 when it.
And even with then, why sexualize like a 17, 16-year-old girl like that?
Like, yes, she was showing skin, but it's not like she was showing her
Yeah.
breast or anything. She was just a playful outfit. It's not, it
Like
was
they're
not,
blowing it out of like proportion.
yeah, like, and it's so funny to me. In this documentary, they referenced boy bands during that time. They were so popular. And the boys in these
Nobody
bands,
bat an eye.
nobody bat an eye. They weren't asked super sexual questions. It was so sickening. In the in an interview, they were talking about her having breast implants, asking her if she was a virgin. Like, if this happened, let me see. Britney's is the same. It was the same age as Charli D'Amelio, who is 16 right now, and they were both the same age. And it's like, if somebody asked Charli D'Amelio in an interview if she was a virgin, social media would go crazy. Like,
If somebody
it's.
pointed out her breasts.
Yeah, like nowadays, not okay, but back then it was so such a topic of interest. It was a topic of just playful humor. It's like, it's not, it's disgusting that, you know, as a woman, she was asked these disgusting questions. It's like with these boy bands, they're not asking, oh, what's your penis size? Well, what's your virginity status? Like, and it's so sick that Justin Timberlake, whom
Oh my
dated
God,
Britney
I
Spears,
hated that. Yeah.
like, well, I remember back then of him releasing that song, Cry Me a River.
I
You
didn't even
know,
know that was about her, to be honest.
yeah, it was about her, because in the music video, the woman who he's seeing looks exactly like,
Referencing, yeah.
looks pretty much
Okay.
like Britney Spears, and like,
Oh.
it's so beyond sad that like he used the breakup as kind of like,
Yeah.
even gain more fame. Like, he used her, and like, we don't know the exact details of the breakup, but it was
Yeah.
just, it was hate, hate, hate on Britney's side. And it's like, we see like her going from the sweet, innocent child to just, it's like so indescribable. It's so sad. Like, she, the paparazzi was saying, like, she was like, always like saying, like, smiling with in pictures, like being playful, paparazzi, and then to, you know, just hating them. And in her interviews, like when she got married to Kevin Federline and had two kids, it's so beyond sad. Like,
Yeah.
she was asking him to, like, I hate paparazzi. Like,
Oh my God. Yeah, and like
don't,
the
like,
when that one guy was like, yeah, she told us like to stay away for like one day, but they couldn't infer like sometimes like forever. But like, yeah, who's gonna tell you straight to your face forever? Like, I feel like even then, like us girls are like kind of like taught to be like respectful or to be nice to people. So why would she be like, hey, can you just like not take a picture of me ever?
yeah, it's like, and like, understandable, she's a celebrity, but like, it doesn't matter if you hate a celebrity or not. No celebrity should have, like, if somebody doesn't want to be photographed, be respectful. I hate these paparazzi. It's like, I don't care, even if it's Kim Kardashian, I don't care. It's not nice to her to be in her face with the camera. It's not nice. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not a huge fan of hers, but to be in someone's face with
Like
camera,
these are
especially.
people with
Like,
their own
imagine
lives.
yourself at one of your hardest times, and somebody's coming up to you
I could never.
asking just the worst questions. Like, imagine, like, you broke up with somebody, right? And like, you're at your lowest, and somebody comes up to you and asks you about the breakup. It's like, oh, did you do this? Did you do that? It's like, imagine somebody asking the worst questions to you on your worst day. It's like, no person can handle it. Like, why should a celebrity? And like, there's some sick people out there who are like, oh, they're a celebrity, they're supposed to do it. It's like, no, they don't have to. They're entertainment for us. And but it's the entertainment of whether it's a song, a movie, television, modeling, like, that's entertainment in itself. Like, why do we need to get sucked in to someone's personal life? Like, I don't know why it's, I just don't get it. It's like, yes, we want to relate ourselves to these celebrities, but they are people like us. It's like, I don't care if they have billions of dollars. It on anyone, that takes a mental toll. And especially with Britney, who was this like sweet girl from, Louisiana, just over the years breaking and breaking apart. And
She just wanted to perform and take care of her kids.
yeah, and it was so sad. Like, there's a picture of her holding her son, and she was pregnant at the time with her second son. And she's in this restaurant, and she's holding her son crying while the paparazzi are taking photos of her. And when she asked the manager to, help her, they simply didn't want to. And she stood in that restaurant crying with her young baby while also being pregnant. Like, it's so sad. Like, no one cared. Like, she's kind of just like an animal in a zoo, just there to look at and just admire. But it's so beyond sad. And she went through so many breakdowns. Like, I remember back in 2007, 2008, I forget the year exactly, but when she had her breakdown of her shaving her head and her getting violent with the paparazzi, honestly, like, yeah, it was coming. Like, you can't get that much hate and not expect to not rebel against it. It's so hard to. It's like you have a breaking point. Everyone has a breaking point, and hers was during that time, like, criticizing her for being a terrible mother. I don't think she was a terrible mother. She may have done things that weren't perfect, but no mother is perfect. Like, no, mo like, mothers have dropped their children, and we're supposed to hate them for that. We're supposed to hate a woman who was simply, like, her reason for putting her son on her lap was that her son was crying in the backseat, paparazzi were coming into the car
And she
taking
even
photos
said
of
too,
her.
like, oh, my dad did that when I was a kid.
Like, yeah, her dad did that as a kid, and it's not the best justification, but like, what would you have done in that situation? If your child is crying in the back seat of your car and paparazzi are taking photos of you, they're not even letting you go. They're in front of your car, back of your car, on the sides of your car. You don't know what to do, and your baby is crying. Your instinct is to grab your child and protect them. As a mother, like, every move Britney ever did was criticized. And it took, her being 51 50'd for her father, who truly probably never cared about her, to step in and somehow take control of her life, her finances, her well-being. Like, she was not. I think it's so incredibly ridiculous that he was able to have such great control of her life. Like, why was her conservatorship permanent? It should have definitely been,
Like temporary or something.
temporary. And it also makes me wonder, like, why couldn't her mother been the
Yeah, that's what I was
conservator?
reading too.
Like, why wasn't her mother there to be the conservator? Like, was it like the dad saying like no to the mom, like being like threatening her? And what's it called? Like, why could no one, like, she literally asked so many times, like, I'll be in a conservatorship if it's not my dad. Like, she begged the courts. It's literally in the court
Like
documents.
she gave them one rule
And
that
it,
they couldn't even follow.
yeah, they just wouldn't follow it. And, like, it's so disheartening that, like, her wishes were not well respected. It's like, if you think about yourself, it's like, would you have want the person that you hate, dislike the most ruling your life? And it's like, no. And, like, in the meet and during that time, it was like, oh, Britney Spears, she lost her mind, her dad took control of her life, and now she's all better, she's making music, she's normal now, she's better. It's like, at the time, that's what we all thought. But it's not what it seems. It's kind of like he took control and like made her, was like, you need to work. And I don't know how Brittany felt. I'm sure she, from what I could understand, she loved performing. She loved touring. She loved making music. But I'm guessing that sometimes it may have been forced. And yes, it looked like she was normal for the next 10 years of her making music and all of that, and her having her Las Vegas residency. But it a lot of things happen where are probably happening closed doors where she's not able to speak her mind. And it's so obvious on her Instagram how it's so it her Instagram is just so puzzling. It's truly so disheartening to see. And at first we didn't pay attention to it, and now it's like the last few years, it's definitely like is something going on. Like I watched this video of her answering supposed fan questions of like what her New Year's resolution is, and it looks like she's reading from a script. And I'm like, was she reading off a script of something she wrote, or is she reading a script of what somebody wrote for her and she's supposed to say? Like her Instagram, sometimes it looks like she's crying for help, like she's needing help. And and somebody did like a study of like her behaviors, and somebody was saying like it looks like she's exhibiting behaviors of somebody who's taken a certain type of medication of a like it really kind of reminds me of that whole Blanchard girl where her mother had that like was self-medicating her daughter. And I truly think her dad's doing that. Her dad must truly believe like Brittany needs to be medicated. And I truly don't. I think Brittany is fine. I think her the fame and the media being so negative towards her, I think tainted her mental health. But I certainly don't believe that she had this mental disorder that prevented her from doing certain things. Like, I think she just had some really awful people in her life, and I think that she made some choices that weren't the best for her because of how she felt. Like, she was just trying to be herself, and the media just mocked her for it. And it's so hard to watch. It was so hard to watch the documentary. I just felt so sad for her. And the woman's not even allowed to do certain, she's not even allowed to even control her finances. She's not allowed to control whether or not she, they're saying like they put her like in a hospital without like her con like a consent, basically. Like if her father told her to go to a mental hospital, she would have to go. Like, she has literally no control over what she does. She's not allowed to have certain people in her life. She's not allowed to have communications with certain people. Like, she's pretty much just under 24-hour surveillance. Like, that is so incredibly sad for her not to make her own decisions. And I hope one day she's able to speak about it. And I know sooner or later it will happen. And sources have said like, we're not ready for the full story. And I truly am. I'm not. I don't think I'll be ready for it, because it's probably going to break my heart for her that she had to endure such negativity, especially towards her father. He's obviously no love for her. No love for at all. Like, he only cares about the money. He only cares about her large estate. I just wish Brittany was in control. I think it's so obvious that she's crying for help. She talks a lot about like, the best freedom is the your like freedom is like the right to control how you live. And it's like she says it so often, like she loves her freedom, and she's not free at all. She's has no right. Like, honestly, she has no right. She
Yeah.
has, I'm sure she has barely any rights to her kids. She
Yeah.
probably is not, I wouldn't be surprised if she's not allowed to watch certain TV shows. She's, again, I think she's under a lot of security and she's not allowed to see certain things. I think
How old do you think her kids are now?
her kids were born in 2006. I think 2000, 2005 and 2000. They're like a year and almost 2 years apart. So they're like 16, the oldest, I think, is 16.
So like from like her Instagram post, it showed like instances where she was like with them,
Yeah.
right? 'Cause like I was gonna say, like, what if like her kids are being fed these lies as to how their mom is?
I wouldn't believe so because their father, Kevin, I'm pretty sure does not respect Brittany. I mean, I think at the time maybe he wanted better for his kids, but I wouldn't be surprised if Kevin doesn't, talk best about their mother. And from what I heard from what the documentary said, there was like an altercation between one of the sons and Jamie Spears, the father of Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure the kids have access to social media and I'm sure they have access to the internet. And I'm pretty sure they read these like free Britney testimonials and I'm sure those kids ask questions and maybe when they ask their mother she doesn't reply and when they ask their dad he probably says negative things and I'm guessing when they ask their grandfather he abuses he
He beat
he's
him
like,
up.
"What you say, grand kid? Let me whoop your ass."
He's like, I'm about to start an altercation.
You talking sass? You sassing grandpa? Like, I.
So you remember? Okay, I was remembering this song. Like, what if her songs have like subliminal messages? Because I just remembered her work song. You know how there's this lyric like, "Now get to work," and then the explicit term. What if that's something her dad said to her?
I'm sure that song is inspired by her father. Like, when you think about a lot of her songs, and also just Britney in general, like, there's more to her than just the conservatorship. What about the manhandling of her image of this baby doll girl? Like, if you go back to her original, like, as a child, her voice was like a very deep, like, she sang, like, almost kind of gospel in a way. And
Yeah. She was a church girl, and now they had her like pitch her voice to be like all high
yeah,
and
she was,
stuff.
and like her voice, and I'm sure they vocal taught her to sing very like
Yeah.
baby dollish, and they heavily edit her voice. I'm sure they do that. And I've heard, it was either Baby One More Time or what's the other one? Oops, I Did It. I think it was Oops, I Did It Again of her raw version, and they're completely different. They're so different. They edit her, just everything on her. They edit out her soulful voice. And I truly don't think Britney has the same voice anymore. I'm sure if you go back on her tapes of how she sounds now versus when she was younger, it's so different. And I think it has to do with like how her, like Paris Hilton, when she came out with her documentary last year, she has a much deeper voice, but she controls how she sounds. And it's not like she's under conservatorship. But with Britney, I think that her, what she was supposed to be to the media, I think became her. Like, I'm sure, like, her talking in, like, a very, like, baby doll voice has, like,
For so long, yeah, you just can't go
yeah,
back.
but, like, again, when you've been vocal trained to speak a certain way, it lingers. Like, for example, people who are transgendered, right? They, in order for them to change their voice, they practice. If especially if you're transitioning from like a male to female, you start to transition your voice and you start speaking differently. And of course, hormones help with that. But I'm sure that's kind of like the same practice of Britney was practicing of having this like really like baby doll voice.
Yeah.
I'm sure that over the years it's stuck on her.
Yeah. Like, I think I hear the same thing with like Filthy Frank or like Joji too, where like after being Filthy Frank for so long and doing that voice, you can still hear it linger when he's like singing his songs
Yeah, like
nowadays.
if you keep talking the same way, or like you change up, like, and you keep practicing it, you're eventually, it's gonna become almost permanent. Like, you're not gonna know how it's gonna feel in the future. And, oh man, I could go on and on about just how sick the media has treated her, how people have viewed her. Like she said in the beginning, like, it's not her responsibility to babysit your children. It applies to any singer nowadays, especially like the controversy, like Cardi B with the WAP song. Like, Cardi B's not supposed to babysit your children.
She's not supposed to be teaching them about all this
And
WAP.
like, you're not gonna hate on men who pretty much do the same exact,
Say the same thing and even
even
worse.
worse, derogatory words against women and sexual language towards them is not even brought up in the slightest negative way. It's considered cool. It's considered dope, like all the kids say. But
I feel like this documentary just really
a double
highlights like
standard.
all the ways, like a double standard in all the ways that like society
And I
is
hate when
still
people,
Britney.
it's only, I swear to God, it's only men who say, there's no double standard. It's like,
Like,
yeah, it is.
okay. Like,
You're just
yeah.
benefiting from being a man, so. And
Yeah.
like,
Like, of course, you don't think there's a double standard because you haven't been like, you haven't had the moments. Well, I can't like say this for all like all men, but like I'm pretty sure there's like a good chunk of men who like haven't had the experiences that like women have had to gone through that
and
relates to
like I
gender.
hate there's certain men who are like, I can't feel comfortable being in this society now where men being targeted. It's not men being targeted, it's men getting their well-deserved payback of being so scummy towards women. It's like, do you think that treating women as sexual objects is not was never gonna like hit you in the face again? Like, first off, I know y'all mothers treat you, raise y'all better to like not sexually assault a woman. Like, if a woman says no, it means no.
You
It's
mean
not a
no.
maybe, it's not a playful, like hard to get yes. It's like the audacity of men to say that there's a double standard. There is not. We're in a time of, especially with the women's movement of, we want men to treat us like other men. We want men to respect who we are as women. And I hate the whole, oh, women are too sensitive. Women are this and that. And it's like, those are just,
Like you can catch these
you want to catch
fists.
these hands? Some of y'all are going to beat up when I was in middle school. Men age, or don't age as fast as women. Like, come on, man. Like,
And don't come for us, because that's facts. There's studies to
yeah,
back
and
that up.
also, y'all came from a woman, so be respectful. Y'all would not be here if it wasn't.
Like, we brought you in this world, we can certainly put you
We can
back.
take it back. But, I mean, not every man is like that, of course. I'm just saying, some of the most scummiest men just have the audacity to be such pieces of works. That's what they are, pieces of works.
Like, is it only on Hulu, or have there been like ways to like access it outside? Because I
I'm
feel
sure
like
you can.
if it's kind of restrictive with it being on just Hulu.
Yeah, it's been restrictive, but Hulu's so cheap to get too. It's only $5. And
That $5 would be a lot
yeah,
to
you're so
somebody.
right. But I'm sure there's, somebody has at least
Like New York Times got their money.
I'm sure that there's ways to watch it without having Hulu. I
Yes.
mean, you could always stream. You know what, everyone? If y'all got Hulu, do yourself a favor, stream it for a friend who doesn't. Be a homie and
Yeah.
stream it.
Hold like a Zoom party or something. Have them pay you like 50
Yep.
cents each.
Make get that coin. But on to the next thing. We're gonna just briefly talk about WandaVision, but
Yeah. Hashtag free my girl
free my girl
Britney.
Brittany. And also hashtag free Vision. Free my boy Vision.
Free Vision,
The man
honestly.
wants to
You're just trying to
he's
help
trying
these
to
people.
help and you know, I'm not gonna get we're not gonna get too much into.
The spoiler warning starts
Yeah,
now.
spoiler warning starts now, but basically Vision it pretty much escapes from Westview.
He tried, he
Wanda and
tried.
Vision's children got their superpowers. One of them has
Vision almost died
pretty much
again.
almost died again. Basically, I mean, it wasn't much, but there was definitely a lot. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. Yeah.
basically Wanda helps Vision and she expands the bubble and
She expanded her
she expands her
territory.
territory. She takes Darcy with her, because Darcy never had a
Oh.
choice. And
Yeah.
Monica and Jimmy are gonna go get their aerospace engineer that's supposedly gonna help them. We don't know who he is, but I don't know why.
Or
Yeah,
they
who they
are.
are, but I think it. I don't know why. I think it. I don't know why. I just have a feeling it's gonna be the Fantastic Four guy.
No, it's going to be Alien
It
Man.
could be too. What's his name from Fantastic Four? The stretchy man.
Oh,
Yeah, Reed
Reed
Richards. I feel
Richards.
like it might be him. Or I don't know. I honestly can't remember a prevalent aerospace engineer in Marvel. It's probably so obvious, but I just can't remember. I hope. I don't know why. I just have a gut feeling that somehow or some way that maybe Magneto might appear. We know in
Yeah.
the comics Magneto is technically Wanda and what's his Pietro's father, Quicksilver.
I don't know. I feel like we're stretching it because they even said like the name of their parents, so I don't know how they'd incorporate it.
Well, in the comics, it was him giving away. He gave
Oh,
his
okay,
children
yeah.
to like what was it?
Oh, another
Either
family or
another
something?
family or like somebody he knew.
Oh,
He
that makes
knew
sense,
them
yeah.
and he gave them up when they were like very young. I think it's because, from what
Oh,
I
that makes
remember,
sense.
he had a daughter with his wife, and I think. Him and the wife and the daughter got killed, right? And I'm pretty sure he
Oh, no.
was expecting another. He had a not an affair, but he was with another woman after, or was it before? It was either before his wife and daughter were killed or after, where he got another woman pregnant, and I guess he finds out about it. And because of something, he
Oh.
had to find them another family.
Oh,
I know in
okay.
the Marvel with Fox, we know Magneto is confirmed to be the father of Pietro. We don't see Wanda
Yeah.
in the Fox Marvel movies. We do see Pietro, Quicksilver. He's played by Evan Peters.
Was she not the little girl
I
in
don't
the
think so.
future
I don't
past
think so,
movie?
'cause they're supposed to be twins,
Okay.
right? They're supposed to be
Oh,
around the same age. So I know with Fox and Disney,
yeah.
they one had rights to Scarlet and the other ones had rights to Quicksilver. So I don't know how it's gonna work. They say that the Fox movies are just considered legacy movies now because since the deal went through with Marvel and Fox. They deem them now as legacy movies. Like, They're not truly canon, you know? They're not truly canon, but they're sort of in a way. Like, I think they're gonna pick the best parts of those movies and incorporate them into them. I think we're gonna see probably some mixed reviews of how they're gonna incorporate it. It's not gonna be seamless. By no means perfect. But I think that they are gonna somehow incorporate Magneto. I think, come on, like with Magneto as my Michael Fassbender's Magneto, like come on, like Chef Keithy, like you
Honestly,
can't.
if they don't put my girl Halle Berry
They
as Storm.
better, like come on, like and Michael and James McAvoy, who plays Professor X, the younger version, and even the older versions too, like truly they could be in it too. Who knows, they could have the older version. Let's see. So
Oh, I hope so.
Wanda, they said Wanda was born in 1989, so during, let's see, Magneto, he grew up during the,
He grew up during the
yeah, he grew up during the
Holocaust, I think.
Holocaust. And first X-Men First Class was the 60s or the 70s?
Yes, I
Yeah,
think so.
and so, and by the time we get to the, you know, with Evan Peters and Days of Futures Past, they're in the 80s, and that's when he's there. I would have to watch the movies again. I would have to remember the year. They always put the year, from what I remember, in the X-Men movies of like what year they're in. I would have to look up what year supposedly he meets Quicksilver and Magneto. They both like are in the same that movie. What was it called? Apocalypse. Apocalypse is where we see them together. But we know that it's confirmed because it's in the movie where Magneto is Quicksilver's father. I don't know how they'll incorporate it. I also don't know how, because technically Evan Peters as Quicksilver, that he's right then and there, he was from the 80s. So he's the 80s version, right? Because he comes into it as the 90s version. Or, no, yeah, he comes in. I find that actually kind of cool. He, when he, supposedly Wanda casted him in her mind, he comes in, but like technically that's from the 80s, and she's in that episode, it's an 80s themed, and technically when we first see him as Quicksilver in the X-Men movies, it's the 80s. So I wouldn't be surprised about maybe Michael Fassbender as Magneto coming into there, but also it's supposed to be 2023. So, and you know, with Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart, their characters are the 2000s. So, I quite don't know. I just, you know, I have that feeling, man. I just have that feeling, that gut feeling that he's gonna come in. And I hope he
True.
does. I certainly hope he
Same.
does. Especially Michael Fassbender or James McAvoy. Like, I wouldn't mind if Ian McKellen or Patrick Stewart came in as their characters, as Professor X and Magneto. Like, that would be also kind of cool. But, like, come on. Like, I also like that line where he's like, I was just shot in the street like some chump. He was. I just hated that he was shot in the street like some damn chump. The man was killed by some bullets? Like, come on.
They got him.
They
They got his
certainly got
ass.
him. They like yeeted him out. But who knows? Also, there was a lot of good references in that episode where she said kick ass. Evan Peters
I saw
and
that.
the other Sam Taylor Johnson,
The
who
other
played
one.
Quicksilver.
Are we back?
We are back, and I don't know where I left off, but
So
we
we're going over the good references.
Basically, I said the
You're on
Incredible.
the kick-ass one.
Huh?
You left off at the kick-ass reference.
Oh, I really? Okay.
Yeah.
So, there's basically a theory that Wanda is losing control of her the timeline that she's in. We know that the theme song or the intro is supposed to be, what show was it? Was it Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah, Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, it's supposed to, and Malcolm in the Middle was like, was it late 90s, early 2000s?
Seem I feel like it is, yeah.
So, and like I thought there would be like a whole 90s. I thought there'd be more, it would be more 90s, but I guess the episode prior also had 90 elements in it because of full, I think there was a Full House reference in the other episode. So I think they're
Oh
on the
yeah.
2000s. I think they're on the early 2000s. And
Yeah.
but like the movies that were shown, I don't know. Here's the thing, there's two Parent Trap movies. One not with Lindsay Lohan, the other one with Lindsay Lohan.
He also had a Minecraft beanie on.
Yeah, he also had a Minecraft beanie on, and we know Minecraft came out in 2011.
I think so.
So we're not sure as to whether or not Wanda is losing her grasp on reality. I think the somehow with the kids, you know, like there was supposedly now kids in this episode. I think that
Oh
her
yeah.
power is certainly being tested. I think that she probably is losing control. And to be honest, I think the whole interaction between Agnes and Vision,
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I got the feeling that Agnes was faking it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like she knew exactly what was going on. She just was pretending for Vision.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to seem like she's the bad guy. That other guy, Hayward. Man got bad guy written all over him.
Man, fuck Hayward.
Yeah, honestly. Pour one out for Darcy.
Poor one out for Darcy.
And just pour thousands of gallons for Vision, who so
Yeah.
badly wants to leave.
He was coming undone at the seams.
Yeah, I'm excited for the next three episodes. They are supposedly 1 hour long. Somebody online was like, yeah, they're gonna be 30 minutes long with 30 minutes
Yeah,
credits.
I was gonna say with the credits, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I just wouldn't. It's supposedly that it's supposed to end like a week or two before the Falcon and Winter Soldier series starts. Or before the Falcon and Winter Soldier. The Loki one. Because the Falcon and Winter Soldier one, it's supposed to be the end of the year. Somewhere around the end of the year. But the Loki one's next, and I'm just like, ooh, baby.
Honestly,
I can't wait
ooh,
for the Loki one,
I
honestly.
know.
There's just something about Loki that just is
Honestly.
like I don't, it, and it's not Tom. I did have a crush on Tom Hiddleston for a long time, but it's not just Tom Hiddleston
Yeah.
himself. It's just him as Loki.
Yeah.
It's just something about him
Like that scene where he pulls out the knives while he's in the suit, that hit different.
that hit different. Him in the suit hit different. Honestly, Tom, if you're out there listening to this podcast, just
Oh
keep your hair
God.
jet black and just act like Loki. Just dress like I forget that he's a redhead.
Oh
A redhead blonde or something like that.
yeah.
Also, do you remember how he auditioned for Thor and like
Oh
it,
yeah.
like there's like a screen test of him as Thor, like he got all jacked for Thor and apparently he didn't get jacked enough because they brought in Chris Hemsworth.
Oh
But we love Tom Hiddleston and we appreciate what he
God.
does
Yeah.
for us as Loki. And I can't wait for that. We know that Wanda is going to be in the Doctor Strange series. We know that. And I wouldn't be surprised if Doctor Strange showed up in the Wanda series. I think he's definitely gonna show up. I think if we're gonna talk about cameos, I think he has a better
Yeah.
Like, I think he's most likely gonna show up. I can only
I
hope.
feel like he might. Okay. What's the premise for the Doctor Strange movie again?
So,
For like
Doctor
the
Strange,
second one?
he's supposed to deal with the multiverse that happened. Remember in Spider-Man, Far From Home, that guy, what's his name? Jake Gyllenhaal's character?
I know who you're talking about,
I've
but
already forgot it.
I have, let me Google it. Wait. Mysterio.
Mysterio, okay. Mysterio already gave out that there are many universes now because of what happened. We know there's a lot of holes and there's a multiverse. I wouldn't be su somebody was saying that because of Wanda's, you know how like Wanda was changing reality in itself? They're saying because of, I don't know if it has to do with, I think Wanda, she understands how reality can be manipulated. And I think she's gonna be a key of how to fix many realities. But I believe it is because of what Loki did. We know that Loki takes the t the he's supposed to be the 2012 of first Avengers movie version of him. Because we know that Loki, the Loki we know, he's dead, like
He
gone
did,
forever. He dead dead. So we're getting the right after the events of the first Avengers movie, he takes the Tesseract and vanishes, and we know that for sure. And supposedly he opens a lot of portals, or he travels through many realities, I believe, because the Tesseract is, he can travel with the Tesseract. And so I think it opens a lot of holes in the universes, and I think the Doctor Strange series is supposed to help fix them. And
Okay, hear me
Wanda,
out.
what? Okay.
Okay, what if Loki opened a bunch of like these portals, right, to these different places? Mephisto got out, and that's how he got entwined with WandaVision. And then Doctor Strange appears somewhere at the end of WandaVision to try to go against Mephisto and then fix all the things.
Horny. You
Yes,
onto
full circle now.
something. You're so right. I God, you said something and it clicked for me. God damn.
Because I definitely still
She
think that Mephisto is definitely a presence still, especially
he's
with the Halloween episode.
especially with the Halloween episode, we can't ignore that red hand in the background. We can't ignore the fact that Hayward also might be him in the physical outside form, and I think he's the physical, and I think the physical inside form is him as Quicksilver. I just have a feeling of that. I think Mephisto is working with Agnes. I think Agnes, there's an ulterior motive for her. There is a theory that she talks about her husband Ralph a lot, and we never seen Ralph. And at first, I thought maybe Ralph might also be Mephisto, but people are saying that she, because she is a witch, you know, her powers can only go so far, and maybe she wants to revive someone. And they're saying, like, because, like, in the last episode, we were talking about revival. She's like, oh, you can bring back people from the dead. You've done it before. And, like, I'm pretty sure maybe Ralph is somebody that she wants to revive back, and, like, maybe she want Wanda to revive someone she lost. Who knows? I think Agnes's motives might be different from Mephisto. What's it called? I wouldn't be surprised. I think it's all the three, the Loki, WandaVision, and the Doctor Strange multiverse one. They're all related. I don't think the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I don't think
Yeah, I don't
that.
think it is.
Yeah, those aren't related. I think that has to do with more of. So I think there's two things. It's the realities, the multiverses are gonna happen. Those series, I think the Falcon and Winter Soldier is gonna deal with like the world after the blip. It's definitely the like Captain America to me, he's dealt with more of the real world problems, especially like in Captain the first one. He it's a war time, and the Civil War is kind of like more civilian everyday life. It's like government and stuff, and Iron Man and like all the other Avengers, those are more fantasy to me. I would say the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I think that's going to be more realistic of what happened after the blip, what's going to happen. Because Captain America, he represented the everyday American, supposed everyday American soldier, and he represented a lot for America and the whole world. So I think they are trying to help the world cope of, I'm sure something has happened during that time of everyone coming back, and I'm sure that there are new groups of enemies, like everyday enemies and stuff like that. But
I feel like it's gonna either take place like right after like the whole like reality thing, or it's gonna be like not a separate timeline, but coinciding with this timeline, but like
I
in a
think it's going
different
to be
thing.
coinciding. I think it has to be coinciding because I don't think, because I'm sure the WandaVision, that's right after Tony Stark dying, and I doubt that it's going to be a year later. Like, I think they're going to have to deal with the real world problems right away. So I think it's coinciding, just like with Civil War, and not Civil War, the Winter Soldier movies. Like, I mean, all those movies right after the, was it Age of Ultron? After Age of Ultron, right? Those movies, like, they a lot of them all coincided at the same time, but like they didn't have things like I'm s certainly Iron Man could have showed up during the Winter Soldier saga, but like everyone else is dealing with their own crap, you know? Because like I'm sh yeah, again, like I'm sure they're coinciding. Maybe we might see things in the news. Like I'm sure if like there was a scene and like we saw like a news broadcast, I'm sure they'd be talking about the whole Wanda thing. I'm sure they coincide. I don't think it's gonna be a year later, 5 years later, or something like that. I think it's right after. Because I'm sure the world needs reuniting. Like, first the planet lost half of its population, then all of a sudden it came back. Like, there's gonna be chaos. So, that's that. And I'm just excited, you know. I think Marvel's really pushing the limits when it comes to television cinema. Like, I think it's really cool that they're doing like this in television instead of movies, because I think it does a lot happen. So I think the television, I think it's like really satisfactory. I don't know. I really like it. I mean, I enjoyed the like few movies a year from Marvel, but like the television series is pretty dang cool. But I'm excited for next week, and
Me too.
I will be extra horny for WandaVision next week.
Same.
But anyways, guys, we've come to our last segment of the
Oh
day,
boy.
where we take a story sent anonymously to the Twitter account relationship.txt, where we read this anonymous story and we react to it. So
Oh boy.
you take it away, Ellie.
Okay. This one is called My Husband Doesn't Use Toilet Paper. So I've, female 22, dated a few boys over the years before finding my significant other, but I've never seen anything as bizarre as what he's doing. Some of you may think that I'm trolling, but for the love of God, I kid you not. I just don't have the will to say this to him, male 24, or anyone else, so I figured it was harmless to come on here where there's no shame of anyone who knows me. My new husband, mostly while sleeping and other random times throughout the day, has a habit of picking his butt and sprinkling bits across the bed that I'll find and grossed out about, as well as other areas around the house too. I know that people can sometimes be into weird things, but I can't tell you how unappealing it is to be in the bed and spot crumbs at random moments, and it really destroys my any mood for me personally. How the heck do I tell him he has to stop without coming off weird and condescending? He does it under the covers, and I have no clue about it, and I don't want to sleep where there's literal shit crumbs laying around. TLDR, my husband doesn't use toilet paper and picks his butt under the covers and leaves crumbs in the bed and other places around the home.
Jesus Christ. Here's my first question.
Throw the
Does
whole
she.
man away.
Yeah, throw the whole man away, step one. Step two, how does she marry him? How do you marry somebody without knowing this information?
Honestly.
She's married to him. During the whole time they dated, was he not picking his ass crummies? When they were having sex during of them being boyfriend and girlfriend, did she not smell his booty hole? I know that smell.
He trapped her ass.
He may have, that it might be a case of entrapment where he wiped for her during the show and then married her and was like, so I don't actually use toilet paper.
No.
But
This is terrible.
I think a lot of people on the comments were like, I smell a divorce.
Yeah,
Honestly,
facts.
that is something worth divorcing for.
Yeah.
The man, he refuses to use toilet paper. What happens when she confronts him? He's trying to be like, no, you don't like it? Well, fine, I'm gonna leave you. Like, girl, honestly, get a new man. Like, if.
Like how much effort is it to just wipe your
How is it
ass?
to be. How hard is it to be
Or to
hygienic?
not do this? Yeah.
Oh, honestly, that is so disgusting. How could you? I
Like
could.
wiping your ass is one thing, but throwing the pieces everywhere, that's another thing.
Like, throw it in the trash can, you disgusting piece of crap. Also, why would she
Facts.
let this man touch her? If I saw
Oh
my man
no.
doing that, I would be like, ugh, and break up.
Honestly.
I would break up. That's not. I would just be like, nope, not for
Oh
me.
God.
But, to each their own, sweetheart divorces ass.
Honest. Divorce is it.
Don't deserve that, queen. That is
Honestly.
some of the most disgusting. That is just so peculiar.
I just need to know why. Why would someone do this? Why would you not wipe and put your ass chunks everywhere?
Why would you sprinkle them everywhere? They are not.
Maybe his marking is, he's either marking his territory or he's doing it to
He
piss
is
her off.
not a muff dog. He is not a dog. He is a grown man who don't want to wipe his butt. Picking the pieces and like, is this man like eating fiber? Like, let's just hope. Like, what happens if he has like a blowout? Is he leaving all that liquid
Well,
on
he
him?
diarrheas. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that's so nasty. I hate
You think if he eats corn and he finds like a corn piece, he leaves it somewhere?
it. What if he just eats it back and it's like a cycle?
Oh, I hate that.
But
That's a thing. That's a thing, actually. I feel like there's a term for that where like the guy, the person like doo-doos and then the other person like eats the corn pieces out of the doo-doo.
yeah.
But anyway.
I'm just thinking about like how could this have happened? Like
I hate
how
this.
does this happen? I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Send me this man's address. I will strangle.
Honestly, I need social security numbers. I just want to talk.
I just want to talk. I need answers. Oh, that many. Go to hell.
My God. She's about to catch these hands and this toilet paper.
He's about to catch this. We're gonna beat
He's
him up.
about to catch this magic eraser.
You know what? What's worse, the magic eraser story or this? I honestly,
This!
at least she was cleaning her butt.
Yeah.
This is just. I don't even know what to call it. Barbaric.
This is medieval. This is what
This is
that
how the bubonic plague happened. People were shitting on the streets. And
Yeah.
the rats were eating the poo poo.
Yeah,
And then
facts.
the rats spread the poo poo and then they give them the bubonic plague.
This is the reason why the plague is going to come back. This stuff right here.
This is the reason for all.
This is the reason why we still have COVID.
This is honestly a metaphor for COVID. People keep
Oh my
being
God.
maskless and partying hard every
Throwing
day,
their chunks everywhere.
throwing their chunks of stupidism and their just self hating. Just, ugh, I hate it. I
Oh
hate it here.
my God.
I mean, but God, how to lose a woman, or how to just be a terrible person 101. Not
This.
wipe your ass and pick your shit chunks and throw them
My
everywhere.
God.
Sprinkles them. It's not cute.
I hate this.
It's not cute little
I
sprinkles.
hate
It is
this.
chunks of doo doo. It's boo boo. It is.
This fucker like waits too, 'cause in order to get it like those little pieces they have, he has to have a doo-doo ass for a while. He just sits there with his like butt cheeks glued together.
Does he think it's funny? Like, is he like, haha, sweetie, I put my shit chunk on the bed for us? God,
I doubt
how does
that
the house
feels
not
comfortable.
smell? How does it not smell in there?
It probably does.
Oh.
On a Febreze?
I need to talk to this man. I
Honestly.
need to talk to his mother and his father. Like, how was he brought up? I have so many questions and no answers.
She should have told people. She should have told his mother, his father, and everyone
Honestly, I
else.
would embarrass his ass. You know, I don't even give it. I don't care.
Honestly.
I would Instagram live it and show everyone his doo doo chunks.
Facts, yeah.
Like, this man has no reason to be doing this. But anyways, guys, our episode was very long, and hopefully you guys enjoyed it. For dedicated fans.
We have lots of opinions of lots of
Yeah, we
things.
have so many opinions. So many more opinions to come. But anyways, guys, thank you guys for listening to our podcast. We
Yeah.
changed our upload schedule now to every Monday. We realized that every Sunday was too hard for us because,
Mean, even this one's gonna come out a little late, but
yeah, it's technically Tuesday now we're recording this.
at least once a week, we will upload
Yes, we
a
upload
podcast.
once a week. You know, that's what we should say on our Instagram page. Once a week podcast will come out one of these days. But if,
We don't know when, but one of these
yeah,
days.
that's an upload schedule. One of these days, once a week. But anyways, guys, follow us on our Instagram and Twitter at Two Girls One Podcast. You know, give us a like, tell your friends, tell your mailman, tell your father, and
Send us documentaries to watch and comment
yes,
on.
please send us questions. Send us your thoughts, your opinion.
Send us tea, actually.
Send us, you can send us anonymous stuff, honestly. If you guys want to send us anonymous stuff, you don't want your name to be said, but like you just want to for us to react to something, go ahead, send us it. We hold no judgment. We hold absolutely no judgment because, well, actually maybe some judgment, but like we
Yeah.
try not to. But anyways, guys, thank you guys for listening to our podcast, and as always, have a nice, blessed day. You know, have a good day.
And happy late Valentine's
Yes,
Day.
happy super 2 days late Valentine's Day, you know. Hope y'all had a good time. Oh, if some of y'all even had a Galentine's, as Galentine's Day, you know, went out with your
Or a Palentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, went with your significant other day.
Selfentine's
You
Day.
know, if it was just a normal day, that's okay.
Yeah. Just love yourself every day.
Yeah. Valentine's Day, make it about you every day. Love yourself. Love thyself and maybe thy neighbor.
How are you?
But anyways, guys, we'll not talk to you guys in a minute.
See you again
Yeah,
next
see you
week.
guys next week. Bye-bye.